Jesus. Father, I just thank you that you take us to the river, that you open up the river of your love to us, Lord God, that we can find satisfaction in you alone. Lord, that's the desire of many hearts in here. And we pray, Father, that you would hear the cry of our hearts today, that nothing would get in the way of being saturated by your love in the river. Nothing would be more important to us. No person, no circumstance, no gratification personally would be more important than seeking you in the river and being saturated in your river. Father, we sang out the words, I'll do anything. I'll do anything. Father, I thank you that you challenge those words because you know they're good for us. And as we sing them out, that you give us the desires of our heart. And if that's truly the desire of our hearts in here, Lord, then we will be tested and tried in a good way. We will have many love tests along the way so that you can release greater, greater glory and greater mantles of wholeness over us, greater grace over us, so that we're equipped to handle the greater glory that's coming. Thank you, Lord, for your kingdom ways. Thank you for your kingdom heart. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We ascribe to you that most holy place. We ascribe to you. We ascribe to you first place, Lord, where the numbness has been in our lives, when we've not felt you, we've not come into contact with you, where we've not encountered you. Lord, that very numbness that just permeates the depth of who we are. Many times, Lord, that you're saying, I will remove the numbness from you. I will take it. I will move it. I will destroy it as I lift you up. Lord, I just speak out right now that those who are feeling numb, who aren't able to sense that you're near, sense that you care, sense that you're all about each one of us. Father, for those places of numbness, we just release right now. Release from heaven your Father's love and heart to touch in those deep, deep places, the corners of our being that you know so well and that we run from because it scares us. And that you say, run to me, my child. Run into me. Run into me. That is the place that you'll find wholeness. That is the place that you'll find security. That is the place where no fear can bless you or come against you so that you can receive the blessing. Fear is not a blessing, it's a curse. And Lord, we release over us the removal of the curses in our life that have kept us in receiving the blessing of your grace, the blessing of your fire, the blessing of your goodness, the blessing of your saturating power. Right now, Lord God, come as a mighty tidal wave, pushing out the numbness, pushing out the darkness, Lord, that we can truly rally behind you and sing your praises. We sing and worship you, O God, for we're created to walk without numbness in our life. We want to encounter you. Take us, Lord, in your arms of love. Take us in your arms of love. We speak freedom now. Your arms of love hold the answer. Our minds don't hold the answer. Our emotions don't hold the answer. And our wills don't hold the answer. Lord, you hold the answer. We run to you. We run to you right now, oh God. Hide us, oh God, in that secret place. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Break it off, oh God, that we would soar with you. You are the safe place. You are the safe one. You are the one who knows. are the giver of life. You are the giver of good things. You are our redeemer. You are our satisfier. You satisfy us and saturate us. No demon from hell can hold us. No religious spirit can influence us when we hide in that secret place of love. Open up the gates and the King of Glory may come in. Unlock those numb places now. Unlock those intellectual strongholds. Oh, oh, we break it off. Rise up, mighty warriors. Rise up. Let your presence reign, Lord.
Just to confirm what Pastor MP was sharing, when I was worshiping back here earlier, I just kept seeing the words, and I believe it was a word for the body. The words I saw was stop running. And so I just really believe that's a word for the body today, stop running. Stop running away from God's best and run towards Him, because it's the most incredible thing. You know, sometimes we get offended when we think, well, there can't be any religion in me. You know, sometimes we hear that word and maybe we don't really understand what that's saying. That's all that's saying is that there's areas in my heart that aren't submitted fully to the love of Jesus. That's what it is. We've all had it at one time or another, or maybe even in this moment we're in that place. And the Lord just says, surrender. Surrender the deep place in your heart. Let my love just penetrate. And so I've two things that have happened recently that are testimonies. They've been in process a long time. About 5 years ago, the Lord laid strongly on my heart that I was to go for my CPA certification, Certified Public Accounting, which, if you know anything about that, it's classified as one of the most difficult professional certifications out there. It's a series of four tests. From the time you pass the first test, you have 18 months to pass the other three, or you start losing credit for the ones that you passed at the beginning. So every 18 months, every time you come to that 18-month mark from a test, you lose its credit. And so I started a couple times bought the materials a couple times, just wasn't able to make it through. Finally, about 18 months ago Thursday, I passed the first section. And then a couple months after that, I passed a second section. A couple months after that, I passed a third section. And so last November, with 7 months to go in my 18-month window, I took the fourth section, and I had intentionally structured it to go from the hardest test to the easiest test because I knew about this window. And so the test I chose to go last was auditing, because from everything I'd read and heard, it was a fairly easy test. Now, since then, I've come across a lot of blogs that are saying it's the hardest test. So I took it in November, and in December, I got my notification back that I didn't pass. I failed it. And so I said, okay, well, that still gives me 6 months to get this. And so I scheduled it for January. And January 1 this year, they changed the entire structure of the CPA certification exam in terms of structure and grading. And so what would normally take 2 or 3 weeks to get a test grade back now takes 2.5 months for the first two windows of this year. So there's 2 testing months, 1 non-testing month for each quarter, 2 testing months, 1 non-testing month. So I took it in January. I didn't get the results back till the end of March. And the next window started in April. It was April and May, and it was my last opportunity to pass the exam before I lose credit for the first one, which was the biggest exam and really the hardest exam. And July 1st this year, to put on top of that, they've not only changed the structure as of July 1st, as of Friday, they've added a ton of content for international accounting because there's this big move in the States to go towards international accounting. That's something I didn't have a lot of in school. It's something I haven't studied for these exams. And so I took the exam in May 25th, I think. I felt really confident about it. Felt like I'd passed it. I've studied hundreds of hours for this one exam. And for each exam, you spend 100, 200 hours on. And so 2 weeks ago, I've been looking at the exam grade, and I woke up one morning and went downstairs, checked the computer, and I failed. But testimony's not over. First time I got a 60%, second time a 62%, third time a 64%. I need a 75%. And so when I saw that, I thought, oh boy, because I can't take this exam again until after June. And my first exam is going to expire. And so I came upstairs, and actually Amy told me that night she had had a dream. So, you know, before I got this grade, she had a dream. And in the dream, it was, I think I might have shared this before, but her and I were faced with a choice between two restaurants. The first restaurant was a Mexican restaurant, no offense, Cynthia. But it was very, it was empty. Not many people in it. There wasn't much selection from the menu. The other restaurant was an Italian restaurant. Lord knows we like Italian food. And it was just packed to the hilt with people, tons of opportunities and selections on the menu. And the Lord said, which restaurant are you going to choose? Something like that. And we felt in the dream, apparently, that we were to go to, even though it was inconvenient, we were to go to the Italian restaurant because that's where the treasures were for us. And so in the dream, that's what we chose. And so Amy's telling me this, and I shared with her about failing the test, and immediately we both knew that in part this was a dream for us, that the Lord was saying, I'm giving you a choice. Are you going to go the easy route now, which is just saying, forget it, I'm done. I've dropped $10,000 on this whole process. I mean, it's cost me something. In many ways, I've spent a lot of time. It's cost me something in many ways. Or are you going to go to this choice that is inconvenient at the moment, but it has incredible opportunity? There's lots of people and lots of, you know, ministry opportunity, things like that. And so in the dream, that's what we chose. And so we both knew that we weren't to give up on this process. When we were dating, the Lord had really spoken to Amy that, you know, this is the Lord's, what the Lord wants us to go through. Because she really needed to hear that from the Lord in order to make the sacrifice she's had to make for me to have as much time committed to this process and money as well. And so you know, I, from that place, I determined in my heart by the Lord's help that I'm going to stand, I'm going to press in, asking the Lord for wisdom how to do this. you know, thought crossed my mind, how about maybe they'll extend the 18-month window? Everything I've read says they don't do that. There's one story I've ever heard where they've done that, and it was a guy who had a test scheduled, and he was called to go on active duty for 6 months, which is like a third of the window. And so they made an exception because he was serving the country. But other than that, every blog you go to, everything you read, they say this will absolutely not happen. They never, ever, ever extend the 18-month window. People have complained about the new testing structure. They're saying we won't extend it because of the new testing structure. But I felt the Lord say, appeal. Put it out there and just see what happens. So I called. They transferred me. I called someone else. They told me to send an email. And I thought, oh, great, an email. That's usually what they tell you to do when they don't want to talk to you and deal with it. And so I asked the Lord for wisdom, and I sent an email to this gentleman. And just basically laid out my case with the Lord's wisdom. Said, you know, I've been in this process 18 months. Got a full-time job. Got a kid. Pulling on the heartstrings there. And you know, this whole change in the test came. I take the test. I don't find out for 2.5 months that I failed. I said, it really puts me in a difficult spot. I appreciate the fact that they want to make sure they get it right with the grades. Have no issues with that. But I really feel like, as a result, I'm kind of in a difficult spot where I'm going to have to take this exam I failed plus this other exam, and I have to pass them by the end of August, or I lose credit for the next one. So just the cycle that would happen. And so I sent it off to him. I guess he was on vacation is what I was told. And so just prayed into that. Earlier this week, I got an email back. He said, I'm working on it. And when I heard that, I thought, this is good. This is good. Someone's going to bat. And then I got an email back, I believe, from someone else a day or two later that says, we've extended the window till the end of July. And so now I have till the end of this month to pass my auditing exam. Yes, Lord. And so, one thing that I've learned in the Lord is that when God truly calls you to do something, all hell rises against you. Because the enemy does not want you to step into God's calling. And by nature, we're people who always take the path of least resistance apart from Holy Spirit. Well, how many of you know, if you're on Niagara River, the path of least resistance leads you right over a waterfall? The easy route takes you right over into a place of destruction. And if you want to walk in God's best, you have to swim upstream. But he gives you the grace. It's like he puts a motor on the back of the boat. And when you rest in him, it becomes easy. And so we're in this process, and the last couple years, but especially the last couple months, have been a real intense season for Amy and I in terms of ministry and relationship and things. And it's a blessing. It's a challenge. But we've been praying into Amy being able to step into a position at work that's called a now nurse, or it's a contract nurse. Right now she's working about officially 20 hours a week, closer to 25, because they work her over. Sometimes she'll work 13, 14 hours, and she works Monday afternoons, Fridays, all night. And it really just, it's challenging for her and for I in terms of ministry and really the life God's calling us to. So we've just been praying into that. So I just got hired on at SARTA, and they have a policy, and the policy is that when you get hired on, you don't get insurance for 60 days. And so Amy gets part-time insurance through her employer, so SARTA wouldn't cover her if she gets offered insurance by her employer. Makes sense? And so we've been praying that the Lord would move. So I think it was Monday, we were talking and just praying through that. Just really felt it's time to start asking at Mercy about a now nurse position, even though she can't transition till the end of August. And that day, I believe Pastor MP and Amy had prayed that the Lord would open a door. And that day I had prayed, said, God, you got to move something here. And so I come into our meeting, our finance meeting on Tuesday, and I'm manager of grants and finance at SARTA, and director of finance leads the meeting, and she said, oh, by the way, yesterday, Monday, the day we prayed, SARTA implemented a new policy. Only for the administrative staff, not for drivers, for the administrative staff, that when you get hired, you get your insurance the first of the next month. This was on Tuesday. She's saying this. Friday is July 1st. I looked at her. I said, does that apply to me? She said, yes. I said, really? That means I get insurance on Friday? That means my wife can be covered by insurance on Friday? That means she can step into this now nurse position where they don't offer her insurance so that she can be freed up. And so what a testimony. So she's checked into that, and they said, well, we just hired 3 people, and we don't have any openings. And she was saying to me, I thought once we got that, it'd be easy. But it's like the Lord saying, press a little more. And so all of that, just to really encourage your heart, that when you step into what God has for you, there's opposition. I read something yesterday in a book, My Utmost for His Highest. I don't know if any of you have ever read that. January 11th entry. Why January 11th? Because I picked it up, started reading, I couldn't stop. And it was basically saying, when you make a decision in Christ to surrender to Him, the people around you will pay a big price. And so many times, because they have to pay a price, and this is what the Lord was speaking to me from it, there will be accusations coming against you. Not because they don't think that you're doing the right thing, but because the choice you're making affects them. And so those accusations against you are really excuses for why they don't want to follow you in the direction you're going. And so know that the road of pressing into Jesus is filled with a lot of opposition, but God gives you such a love and such a power and such a grace and wisdom to just walk in it and to overcome. And in your heart, there's this joy and there's peace. You know, it costs you something. You might be up till very late at night, you know, ministering or praying or whatever. But then you wake up the next morning and you feel like you had a great night's sleep. I mean, how does that work? It's Holy Spirit. And sometimes when you wake up and you don't feel like you had a great night's sleep, it's an opportunity just to continue to press in and to overcome. Amen? So.
Amen. Thank you, Dylan. All right. Good testimony. I'm sure we have others who have testimonies, too, of God's goodness and God's testifying power. And I'm just encouraging us to just continue to ask the Lord about our decisions. That was the word He showed me. I saw the word decisions just really clearly in the Spirit. And I just really believe that the Lord is saying, I so want to influence your decisions. Some may seem out of control. Some may seem as though we don't have any other choice. But in the kingdom, there's always a choice. Always. So be blessed. And we're going to transition now. Pastor Bill has a message for us, and the little children have kingdom classes right now. So be blessed, kingdom ones.
From you, if we've been willing, we've heard from you, Lord, not to run, but only to run to you, run into your arms, run towards those that love you. We've heard, Father, that some of us are making decisions that won't end up where we want to end up. We've been asked to come forward and get prayer for that. We've had opportunities already this morning to encounter you, to experience you in worship, in challenging words that have gone out, in testimony, Lord, to trust you for things when everything is coming against us, we still know you're for us. But you still want to challenge us more, Lord. You still have more for us, Lord. We volunteer our hearts to you, our attention to you. Some of us are allowing ourselves to be distracted. Anything but listen to what you're saying this morning. We're here. We're in attendance. But Father, we need to open up our ears. Awake from a sleep, from a slumber. And listen to what you have to say to us, Lord. Wake me, O Lord. Wake me first. Awaken my heart to you, O Lord. Wake up my ears. Wake up my eyes. Don't let me slumber. Don't let me slouch. Don't let me sleep, Lord. Awaken me. Awaken my heart, O Lord. And awaken your people, Lord. These are perilous times, but we have an all-loving Father. These are times of transition, but we have a guide and someone who has promised to be with us always. We want to end up where you have destined us to be. But Lord, it's the decisions today. It's the decisions in this moment. It's how much we're paying attention to you. It's how much we're listening to the voices willing to speak up so that we will be awakened. Help us to hear. Help us to listen. With new attention. Help us to hear your voice, not just the voice that's speaking. Help us to hear your heart, not just the heart of the person speaking. We still want to encounter you, Lord, more today. More today. More today. We're pressing in. We're contending. We're fighting all the distraction, Lord. We're fighting. We're fighting. We're fighting. We're battling, Lord. I pray that our selflessness would be loud in our ears and our selfishness would be quieted, Lord. Our seeking first your kingdom would be loud in our ears, Lord. And our seeking our own little kingdom would be quieted so we can hear you. So we'll love to obey you because we love you. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. Speak to us, Holy Spirit. We know you will. We can count on your faithful voice. Wake us up. Wake us up to hear. Give us grace to step in, Lord. I know you will, so that we don't ignore you. We don't ignore those that are speaking for you. But we will resist the enemy so he will flee. We'll submit to you in joy because you have what's best for us. We submit to the policeman, Lord. We submit to the one running the train. We submit to the driver of the bus. Help us see that those are life decisions, life important decisions. Otherwise, we could wreck ourselves, Father. But God, it's more important to hear you, listen to you, submit to you than any of those. Because spiritually, we want to be alive. We want to be in tune. We want to be in alignment with you, with your heart, with what you have for us. Quiet those screaming voices inside of us, telling us we're not comfortable, telling us we're too hot, telling us we need to go, we need to run. Screaming inside of us, bringing up judgments, critical things. Help us only to submit to joy and peace that you're so willing to give us through Holy Spirit. Help us to go an opposite direction and invite Holy Spirit to purify our hearts this morning, Lord. Give us the ability to say no to the screams inside of us for comfort and open up to the hard path, the difficult path, the narrow path, because your grace will be there and it will not be as hard as it looks, because you'll take the burdens, you'll give the strength, you'll quiet the fears, you'll give the courage. You'll allow us to step up, to step out, to step forward, Lord. And it will be the path of joy. It will be the path of destiny, Lord. It will be the path of kingdom, Lord. Pour into us today, Holy Spirit. Some of us are more than empty. We're dry. We're hard. We need the kind of living water that softens our soil, Lord. Some of the seeds have been stolen right off the top because of our hard heart. Soften it by your living water. Soften it by your joy, Lord. That we once again can be pliable clay in your hands. That we're not building our own statue in the corner. But we're offering ourselves just a lump of clay to let you fashion. Thank you, Lord. You're able to do it in each of us. We thank you, Lord, from the bottom of our hearts. Not just as something to say. We have gratitude to you, Lord, for all you've given us. The challenging friendships. A place where freedom can reign. Where we can choose freedom for ourselves. And it can be enhanced by those around us. And by your Spirit moving. By your presence being here, operating, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, with gratitude, with thanksgiving, welling up inside of us, bringing praise to our lips, praise to our spirit, rising up inside of us, taking care of any darkness, any gloominess, any depression, any hurt, any pain, any disappointment, washing it away, because you're here, you're here. You're here. You're here for us. You deserve all the praise and all the honor and all the glory, Lord. Father, I submit to you that you told me to let people know that the enemy and Jesus are very busy on our behalf. Jesus, you're interceding for us every second. You're praying for us more than John 17. You're praying our current situation. You're praying over us that we would be able to step up, step out, be filled with your Spirit, making good, godly decisions. You're praying for us that we'll reach our destiny. You're praying for us that we would wake up. And you're enjoying every prayer. For some of us, you're weeping while you're praying because the situation is desperate. The situation is tenuous. We're right there between life and death. We're right there between kingdom and the world. You're praying the tipping point in that we go for the kingdom. We go for your presence. We go for you just because you're worthy and because it's best for us. Jesus, you're praying for us. You're praying for us. You're praying for us. And you're enjoying the prayers. You're enjoying the labor and the contending for our lives, for our very spiritual lives. In some cases, for our very physical lives. You're our hedge around us. You're the one protecting us from the attacks of the enemy. And Lord, you showed me that the enemy is very busy. He's appealing to you that he might sift us like wheat. He's appealing that like Peter, he could sift each one of us like wheat. Test us. When you said, Simon, Simon, you knew Peter was in a difficult place. Despite all he said in boasting before you, you knew his heart was ready to deny you, Lord. You knew. So you called him Simon. You didn't call him Peter. He wasn't a rock. He was leaning towards denial, even while he was saying how he would stand for you, even unto the death. How we're like that, Lord. We're stepping into things of the old man, old Simon, not the things of Peter, the rock. Rescue us, Lord, because it gives the enemy the right to sift us like wheat. We're choosing to allow the enemy to have his activity and deceive us, Lord. Help us. Help us. Help us, Lord. He's right there to sift us. Test us. He's right there to take us on a road of denial. Of your goodness, denial of your worthiness, denial of even being associated with you, Lord. He's right there, appealing to you to sift us. But with Peter, Lord, you gave hope. You said, when you come through this, Peter, minister to others who are being deceived by the enemy. Minister to others who are being sifted by the enemy. And you indeed restored Peter, Lord. You restored him. Peter Do you love me? Yes, Lord. And feed my lambs, feed my sheep. Lord, you restored him. You knew you would. You knew he would be brought back to fruitfulness. Thank you, God. Such hope for all of us, but hope especially to those making decisions in their heart, waiting to act them out, that are against everything that you want for us. So you said the enemy is about sifting us, appealing to you for the opportunity to sift us like wheat. And he has a right when we're leaning to darkness. We're leaning towards the world. We're leaning towards selfish decisions. He has every right to be given permission to sift us. With Job, it was fear. He had every right to ask permission because he has a free will and he uses it against us. And we have a free will to choose how much of you we want. Lord, come and help us, Lord. And you told me, Lord, to tell each person today, once again, as if it were a fresh word, everything that can be shaken will be shaken and is being shaken. And like labor pains, the shaking will increase to the end when you come back. Everything will be shaken. Pastors, leaders, people loving Jesus and people that don't love Jesus. People who have left their first love and people coming back to their first love, all will be shaken. And whatever is not of the kingdom will be shaken loose. So that the desire of nations will really be desired. There are those of us today that need to be shaken, Lord. And you're promising to do it, and you're doing it. In the last 2 weeks, there have been more need and more shaking leading to deliverance than we've seen in this ministry. Those running from deliverance, those running from repentance, and those running to deliverance. Father, you're shaking us. We receive it. You're chastening us in order for us to be shaken. We receive your discipline. We receive your loving discipline. For earthly fathers, discipline for the good of their children when they're a good father. Of course you're going to do it with us because you love us. You want to drive out the darkness so that the light can flood in. Thank you, Lord, for being so faithful, so good, so gracious to us that you would chasten us because you claim us as your children. Open up, children, to the chastening. The goodness of the Lord in his chastening. Not long ago, you said radical, no more nominal. You're shaking us so that will happen, Lord. I see it in people's lives. I've asked for the tears of a father for those that are being shaken, and today they're here. The tears are here. Because some are resisting the shaking, the chastening. And I grieve. And some are receiving the shaking and the chastening. And I rejoice. Because they will end up in a much better place. Some are receiving the deliverance. I rejoice. Some are resisting the deliverance. I grieve. But it's more important that you're grieving, Lord. And when you grieve, you intercede with fervor, more fervor. You surround with a hedge as best you can. If we leave an opening in the hedge, we tear an opening in the hedge, Lord. You try to alert us through Holy Spirit. Help us hear. Help us listen. We're tearing holes in our own hedge. God, help us not follow through with that. Help us to allow you to repair the hedge and protect us. Help us to listen and to see where the enemy can attack us and sift us like wheat. Let the things be shaken off of us that shouldn't be on us, that shouldn't be a part of us, Lord. Give us a sensitivity to your Spirit. Take out the dullness. Take out the numbness, Lord. That we can hear you. Your still small voice will sound like a trumpet because our ears are sensitive to hear you and not dull any longer. We're not numb to your Spirit speaking to us, your Spirit moving inside of us. Freedom is what we want, Lord, but freedom comes at a cost. As we celebrate tomorrow, freedom, all that freedom, all the waving of the flag comes at such a cost. Such a cost. It's the same in the Spirit. There's such a cost to freedom. Will we pay it? Will we receive your grace to walk in it? Or will we turn from you, Lord? I know you're praying for us that we would run to you, not away from you. I pray, God, that you would kill the lie that says we can do this by ourselves. We don't need the counsel, advice of anybody, just me and Holy Spirit. We do need the body, Lord. You designed us that way. I pray we would be willing to receive that deliverance prayer from someone in the body and not put our nose up. I pray that we would receive your Spirit in us to repent of anything inside of us, Lord, that displeases you, that grieves your Spirit, that quenches your Spirit. Help us not receive the lie from the enemy. You're okay. You're okay in your own decisions, your own judgments. You don't need to talk to anyone. You don't need prayer from anyone. You don't need to be too close. You get too close, you get hurt. Father, help us to kill that lie, to bury it very deep, and never to have it resurrect. It's a lie of the old man. It's a lie of the enemy. It's an attack of the enemy on our spirit, against us. coming against us. Father, you've laid it out that the outpouring is coming, it's increasing, and it will reach all flesh. That we are designed and destined to reach all nations with the gospel before you come back. Help us to see that if we can't even allow you to speak to our hearts what you want to speak to our hearts and give us the freedom within us, we'll never reach out to the nations. We'll never take your gospel to the ends of the earth with a full heart, with full anointing. There will always be something missing, Lord. Bring us to the place we humble ourselves fully before you, Lord. Not just as something we've done in the past, but something we do daily. Dying daily means humility daily. Humbling ourselves before you. What in me doesn't please you, Lord? What in me needs changed? What in me can I be delivered of? What in me can I repent of so I can be fresh with you, not stale, but fresh, fresh and close. If we have to say, "Where are you, Lord?" something's wrong. If we have to say, "I can't hear you, Lord," something's wrong. If we have to say, "I'm confused," something's wrong. Because in liberty and freedom, we can hear you. Your sheep hear your voice. We can hear you in freedom. We're not confused, we're enlightened. We have revelation when we're in right relationship with you. And if we have to ask where you are, we're far from you, Lord. You've not moved. We have. You're with us always. We're just not detecting it. We're not discerning it, Lord. Change our hearts as we submit them to you, Lord. Do surgery deep. Thank you, God. You're willing if we're willing. Draw close to us as we draw close to you. You won't violate our free will to choose. So you'll only draw close to us if we have a desire to draw close to you. You'll only work the work of repentance inside of us and turn us around if we're willing to repent. Your sovereignty is powerful when we empower it, Lord. By willingness to be protected by you, hedged in by you, loved by you, freed by you, Lord. Help us stop fooling ourselves, Lord, and no false guilt. If we've been close to you and hearing from you and walking with you, don't allow a sense of guilt to come, but only a sense of I'm identifying with this process because I'm in it. And Lord, don't bring guilt and shame with your challenge today. I know that's not your heart. So we refuse guilt and shame. We receive your acceptance, your love. You'll love us into the position we need to be. You'll love us into the condition we need to be, Lord. We receive that. we receive Holy Spirit convicting us. We don't receive the enemy condemning us. Thank you, Lord. No nose in the dirt. Just our eyes on you. And you will change us and move in us and work in us. Thank you, Lord. You're praying for that. You're praying for each person here right now that they'll receive the words that are being brought forth from your heart through me. Why joke today, Lord? Why entertain today when real joy is achievable by your Spirit working in us and us taking a sobering moment to focus on all that's important? The gospel to the nations is important. The loving of our fellow man is important. The loving of God above all others is important. The listening to Holy Spirit is deeply important. The worship from our hearts, the depths of our hearts to you is important today. Important today. We are at a crossroads in this ministry. We are at a crossroads as a body of believers. There's more shaking being done in this body, in this season. And there are those that are being shaken off the tree. Father, I pray you would rescue them. Rescue each one. That's your heart. You know we want to align our heart with your heart and rescue, love, continue to love, even when we're spit upon, kicked in the face, even when love is refused, even when advice is ignored. Lord, you call us to love. And I'm praying for each one, Lord, because they're not really reacting against us. They're reacting against you. They're refusing you. They're spitting on your cross. I'm asking you would rescue each person in that condition, Lord. Whether they're here or they're not here. Those in our families that are doing that, Lord, that we grieve over, bring them home. Bring them home, Lord. Draw them home. Use us. Give us a measure of love that's greater than we've ever had before. Give us a freedom to receive that love that's greater than we've ever had before. Give us a heart to be laborers in your harvest field, not just those in the crowd watching. We already have a cloud of witnesses, Lord, that are cheering us on from heaven. They've gone before us. They've paid the price. Many martyred, many that went through much suffering to see your gospel go forth. Give us a heart. Give us a heart for what we're destined for, Lord. Help us not to get lost along the way. Help us not to get distracted along the way. There are people's lives in the balance with our struggles, Lord. But your grace is sufficient. Your victory is assured. We claim it. We step into it. We're not complaining today, Lord. We're receiving your chastening. We're receiving more grace, more love for this season of battle for the lives that are so precious to you. We need more grace. Bring it to us. We need more of Holy Spirit. Bring it to us. We need more love from heaven. Bring it to us, Lord. We're calling, we're crying out for it today because lives are in the balance. Lives are in the balance, Lord. Do we care? Yes, we do. When we're at our best in Holy Spirit, we care so much. Raise us on wings of eagle to our best so that it's a consistent best, not up and down like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind, but honoring you in word, in deed, in weakness, in strength, honoring you always. Honoring one another, Lord. Valuing one another. Valuing what each person says to one another. Take out any thought of this being business as usual, Lord. Oh, I've heard what that person has said before. Oh, they're always talking that way. God, take that out of our hearts. Take out judgment. Take out critical spirit in each of us. Every last person here, do a miracle work in us that we would be more like you, Jesus. More like you, Jesus. Bring the good fruit in our lives and the good fruit for the harvest. We know you're all over it. You're all about it. It's up to us. It's up to us, Lord. We cry out to you. It's up to us. We will step forward. We will step into your best, your highest. It's worth it. We're going to lay down our pettiness, our small things, Lord. And step into your grace to conquer it all. Thank you, Lord. You're able to do that in each of us. Help us to shed all of our preferences and prefer only you. Help us to shed everything that runs for comfort. Help us to find our comfort in you. Help us to shed everything that appeals to our earthly nature, Lord, and allow you to set our eyes on things above, not on earthly things, Lord. Help us to go after what's important because we're going after you and your heart with more fervor, with more love, with more intentionality, Lord. Here we are. We're just us. But you want to use us. You want to be close to us. You want to be closer to us, Lord. Will we allow it? Will we allow you in? Will we let you out of the closet into the living room where we live? Will we allow you out of the closet into the bedroom where there's intimacy, Lord? We want more, so we're willing to lay down what's preventing that. Thank you, God. Those hearts that are saying amen with all of this, Lord, increase it. Those hearts that are resisting, speak love into them, grace, that they can step in and say, I reverse this into amen, into agreement. Yes, Lord, we know you're able to go to the human heart and go deep. We know you want to do that today, but you have to get our attention. You have to get our focus. If our focus is on our phone giving us a text from someone, Lord, we're not going to catch it all. If our focus is on Pastor Bill's jokes, today, it's just not going to work. If our focus is on something inside of us that's a constant hurt, a constant pain, a constant reminder, we're not going to get there, Lord. We have to focus on you, your goodness, your graciousness, your great plan that supersedes all our small things, because you have great things for us, mighty things, wondrous things, signs and wonders and miracles. We're hearing testimonies of that, but it should be a constant stream. It should interrupt what's going on when we ask people to come forward and share. It should interrupt everything else. There's so much you're doing because we're so open. I think you have our attention today, Lord. You have mine. I'd like to do anything but what I'm doing right this moment in the flesh. But in your spirit, it just is right. Good. It's focusing. It's helping me. It's helping us. Touch each of our hearts. I know you want to. I release you to do that. Love the hearts that are hard into a soil that's a good soil. We don't want to be the hard soil, Lord, where the enemy can snatch the seed. We don't want to be the rocky soil where we just can't get our roots down, Lord. We just are swept away so easy. The enemy just makes mincemeat out of us. We're just so easy to pick off. There's no roots, no real maturity. We've still got the Pampers, Lord. God, don't let us stay there, chasing us, discipline us. Don't let us be, Lord, the soil of briars, Lord, of thorns and thistles, that the pains of this life, the challenges of this life choke us, Lord, that the word is not fruitful in us. Don't allow us, God, to so easily run to the world to soothe us. Run to comfort to soothe us, Lord. But develop us into the soil that's fertile, that's ready for your seed, that produces a crop of 30, 60, 100 fold. Lord, we know you're doing it in us, but Lord, we release ourselves to allow you to go deeper into that soil, the roots deeper, the maturity greater. Father, chasten us. Stir around the soil. Fertilize us, Lord. We're not going to resist it anymore. Water us, Lord, so that we do harvest. We do bring harvest. We do bring harvest. The fruit of the Holy Spirit inside of us and the fruit of the harvest field, Lord. Reaching other people. Desperate people like we met Friday night. Desperate for just a word from you, a picture from heaven. And they were given. And that seed can grow. If each person that came for a picture, for a word, allows it. We're praying that that will happen. We're asking you, Lord, to bring each one of those people into your heart of intercession for them. Draw them. Draw them to yourself. Whether they ever come to frontline or not, draw them to yourself. Your mission is greater than our piddly things, Lord. We lay them down today. We don't want them anymore. We want to cast them off of us. We want to shed them off of us, Lord. We want to just stand before you and say, Lord, I need you to rescue me from myself, from my preferences, from my comfort, from my selfishness. Lord, I know you'll be faithful to do it because you love it if we're willing. You're so gracious, so kind. You wouldn't do it like we do it. We would come in with the hammer. You come in with a breeze. You refresh us with a fresh wind. We come in with the hammer, Lord. You come in with fire to purify us, consuming fire that you are. Oh, Lord, thank you. Burn up what is dross. Burn up what is waste. Burn up what is holding us back. So that we only can see the pure fire of your presence. Help us to be more real with one another, Lord. We've developed a whole new set of masks. Revival masks. We act like we're in revival behind the mask. Because we can dance a little bit. We raise our hands. But Lord, we want our hands raised inside. We want our praise coming out from our hearts from the inside. We want that mask torn off so that before you, you'll see what our eyes really are like. The window to our heart, the window to our spirit. And others will too. Many already see through the mask because of the discernment you've given, and they grieve over the person thinking the mask hides it. Doesn't. When I put on my mask, Lord, I know people here, someone is seen through it. I'm wanting to give it up quicker. I'm wanting to be more real and say, look, I'm hurting right now. I'm wasted right now. I'm tired. I'm weary, but I'm pressing through. Will you pray for that? That I press through, that I contend, that I battle, that I don't give up. Help us to take off the masks. Be real with one another so that we can be loved by one another. Oh God, people come in here and they feel the love. It's not enough. We want more. We want them loved so much they'll be in tears before they ever reach their seat. Because you're already at work in them. And they're able to shed everything that's not of you. Oh, Lord, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be the outpouring on an increase? Outpouring to the max if we can shed our stuff. People coming in the door. Oh, Lord, they'll be so touched before they ever get a handshake or a smile or loved on. They'll know your love. They'll sense your love is here. That's what we want. Not just our love. Your love to be totally evident. A purifying love. A love that is able to resist any sifting the enemy will do. We want to give the enemy no basis for appeal to sift us like wheat. Because our love for you is so great, he won't even try. He will just say, the hedge, I can't get through it. There's no way to get in. They're too pure-hearted. I have to go somewhere else. I'll appeal on some nominal Christian somewhere else. Because they're too radical. They really do love you, and they're feeding off one another. They're challenging one another. They're helping one another with no agendas. No one feeling like they're above the other. But all going towards your presence, all willing to be consumed by you, Lord. It's an awesome thing that's coming. Your outpouring must be received, though, not just taught. We cannot have all these hindrances, hurdles, roadblocks in us. Thank you, Father. We're your children. We offer ourselves for your chastening. We offer ourselves for your purifying. We offer ourselves for holiness. Burn it out of us. Wash it out of us. Blow it out of us with your wind, your refreshing wind. Cry out for you today, Lord. Cry out for you today, Lord. Cry out for you today, Lord. You're worth it. Help us not to trample on your grace or trample on your cross. Help us to raise it up for the world to see. Help us to show real love. We want to offer the heaven into people, not scare the hell out of people, Lord. We want to be so loving they can't resist you. We don't want to condemn them so they fear you in the wrong way. We want them to love you so much they fear you in the right way. Lord, I know you can turn each one of us as vessels of purifying love to offer to a hurting world, people that we know right now and those that we will meet. For the team going to Mozambique, God, we know the enemy will throw everything these next 10 days, Lord. Throw everything at them. We're knowing you're going to stand strong for them. Will they latch on to your strength? Yes. Yes, they will. We declare it. We decree it. Yes, the team members will. Everyone and us supporting them. And if we see one starting to get weak knees, we'll lift them up on both sides.
Yes!
Those of us that are supporting them to go. And if we see one with faith flagging, going downhill, we will be the encouragement. We offer ourselves, Lord. If we see one that needs finances, we will say, Holy Spirit, how much, in what way do you want me to support and help? We're gathering in the wagons this morning, Lord. And we're standing for the weak. We are standing for the weak and with the weak, so that they might be strengthened by you. So that those that are being shaken and falling off the tree, God, that you'll restore them and rescue them, Lord. And those of us that are on the tree, Lord, you'll purify us into the best fruit, the most luscious fruit that will be so attractive to those that are in hurt, pain, depression. Those that don't even know you, Lord, they're not even part of the tree. They want to jump on that tree and be fruit. Bring an acceleration of that, Lord. We know you want to. Just go right ahead. Use us. Use us. We offer ourselves. We submit ourselves to your plan, not our own plans. When you wept over Jerusalem, it's because they didn't believe you, Lord. Here you did all those miracles, all those deliverances, amazing things, You're willing to take the path to the crucifixion, and yet they didn't receive you. They had their own ideas about what you were supposed to do and who you were. You grieved, you cried, you not only wept, Jesus wept, you travailed. It came from your belly. You were into it, Lord. You were loudly wailing over those that couldn't come to belief. Those that were missing your best and that rejected you all the way to the cross and rejected all the voices in the Old Testament, Lord, that were speaking about your coming. Oh, God, but look what you've done with your resurrection. You've started a wave across the earth, and we're part of it. And you are increasing it. And you will purify us so that it will be increased even more so and accelerated. And it will cover the earth. The knowledge will cover the earth. Thank you, Lord. Your wave after wave after wave will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. Lord, thank you. That's complete. We will be a part of that harvest. It will bring you joy and bring us joy. Focus us in, Lord. Strip us of anything holding us back from your best in us, from your presence in us. Help us not to go into performance mode, Lord. Help us to go into presence mode. We've tried the performance mode and we keep falling short. But with the presence mode, we're already there. We're already ahead. We can see it. We can take the high ground, Lord. Because your presence, when it goes before us, it knocks down all the hindrances, all the hurdles, the hordes of satanic armies coming against us will be swept away as we step into you, into your holiness, into your purifying. Thank you, Lord. I say today it is done in each heart responding to you today. I say it is done, but it is continuing all at the same time. It's continuing in each heart as we leave today. It's continuing as we go through our week, but it's done. It's continuing, but it's done. We're bringing the present or the future into the present. We're bringing it by faith that what's done is our experience daily. What you've accomplished already in the future, we're bringing it into the present so that we mature in an accelerated way, Lord. There's not enough time for us to continue with struggle against minor adversaries. We should be ruling. We should be kings and priests. Help us to take that position, Lord, as we give up these other battles and take on the major battle of winning the earth for you. Thank you, God. Remind us of it, Holy Spirit. I know you will. You're faithful. We're bringing what's done into today. Today. We're saying we are mature believers, loving others, caring for others. Our own burdens we're giving to you, Lord. Our own hurts we're giving to you. That's where they belong. Casting all our care upon you because you care. You care about our cares. You're willing to take our burden because you're the burden bearer. We give it to you so we can be free to minister to others. And what we learn from your healing of us will comfort them. Will minister to them. Help us not to minister out of an empty well, but a gusher coming out of a well, splashing everywhere we go. Old Faithful coming out of a well, not just in bucketfuls, but in a massive stream to those that need it so much. You can do it in us. We offer ourselves to you today that it would be done today. Not sometime in the future. We bring that into the now. Favor each person here. Bless each person here that wants what you want. Let all things work together for good to those who love you today and are hearing your voice today. Everything work out. Just like Dylan's testimony, everything working out. And what isn't worked out, there's faith to see it work out. The same for all of us. There's something that needs to be worked out today. Help us not wilt. Help us not draw back. Help us to press into, press toward, go after it, conquer it by your Spirit. So the testimonies will be so much, there's no need for anything else here. The singing will just start up because the testimonies are so real and so abundant that the singing, the worship will just come. Oh, Lord, that day can be now. That day can be today. We are blessed to be disciplined by you, to be favored by you, to be chastened by you, every last person in here. Thank you for the spanking, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Here's my booty once again, Lord. Do it again. Do it again. It's starting to feel good. That you're putting me back on the exact right path, not just a little millimeter off or even less. But right on the path, right in the chute. Thank you for that shepherd staff that just gives me that tap to get back where I need to be. So there's living water and good pasture. And I'm out of that tall grass that's so confusing. The enemy wants to keep me there. You want to put me on your shoulders so I can see over it. I'm willing, Lord. Raise me up to your shoulders. I have your eyes to see and your ears to hear, not just my own. It's not good enough. Increase us. Increase us. Humble us. Work in us. Here we are, volunteers for the King's army. I don't want to just be in the mansion anymore, Lord. That's nice. I want to be out on the battlefield. I want to take some hits for you and glory in it. I want to say, go ahead, give me your best shot, enemy. Sorry, missed. Sorry, my heart's too pure. It's beating too much for Jesus. That bounced off. Sorry. That attack just didn't hit home. Sorry. I'm reigning and ruling with the Most High. I'm indestructible till He allows me to meet my match. When will that be? When the mission is done, when my destiny is achieved. Oh, I'm ready, Lord. I'm wanting it. I'm tasting it. I'm desiring it from deep within. This is deep down belly stuff, way down in there, coming out. Like you cried for us, like you wept for us, deep from within. It wasn't just a little two-word verse, Jesus wept. It was deep from within you. Thank you, God. May we do the same. Honor you in this way. Cry out with a deep cry, deep calling to deep. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I'm here for you, Lord. No more goofing around. Thank you, God. I rejoice in it. I rejoice in your purifying spirit going across this group today. Starting with me, go ahead and extend to every person. We all need it. More and more and more of Jesus. Wash us in Jesus. Bathe us in Jesus. Change our attitudes. Change our heart. Change our words. The way we operate. Take out the negative and bring in the positive. Bless you, sister of the Lord. Bless you, brother of the Lord. I love you. I care for you. I'm not holding back from expressing it to you any longer. I'm not going to point out your small little specks in your eyes because I've seen the block in mine and I want it out. I want that lumber out of my eye. I'm not going to sit there and look at your little speck. I'm going to raise you up. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to lift you up with my words. Speak life into you. I'm going to speak to your water so it's purified. I'm going to speak to your water that it's increased. I'm going to speak to your water that it overflows. You're so encouraged that every business for miles that we visit will know that God has showed up at their doorstep. Some will have to close because they haven't been doing the right kinds of business. That's all right. They'll be better for it. The community will be better for it. But some will increase because they're just doing a good, honest business. And they'll say, "Ooh, God has come. He's blessed. Must be those crazy frontline people. That's all I can attribute it to. He worked in them. He's working in my business. I better bend my knee and give this little kingdom to his great kingdom." Yes, Lord, why not? Taking the mountains means you have to take us first. Yes, Lord, do it today. We release you. We honor your name. We bless you. We worship you. You alone are the one that's worthy. You alone are the shepherd. You alone are life itself. You alone are love. You alone, you alone, you alone, you alone. The Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the earth. Slain for who? Slain for us. What a worthy, worthy thing you've done. We need to allow our lips to praise you. Allow our hearts to well up with worship. We do that today. No hindrances, no ceilings, no blocks. Thank you, Jesus. May you be praised. May you be honored. May you be glorified. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the message beyond the message that's come to each heart through Holy Spirit. I love that. I love that. I endorse that. I go for that. I say more of that. Because that's the real message. That's the real one. The one from Holy Spirit to each heart. Personalized. Personalized. And empowered by the Spirit's presence. Thank you, Lord, for that. We release ourselves to you today. Lord, may we never come back to earth. May we live from heaven to earth, but not come back and just be settled here on earth. Help us infect, infuse the earth with you. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Worship you. Worship. Worship. Amen. My thought was that I would read scripture to you today, but that didn't happen. But it will sometime.